Welcome to the Level Up with KDB podcast, where performance meets spirituality and you get all the tools you need to unlock your next level of badassery in life and business. I'm KDB, airline pilot, human design coach, side hustle extraordinaire and crazy cat lady, and I know what it's like to have a vision for your life that is so big that it feels bananas. I know what it's like to be busy and still want to live an abundant and fulfilling life, and I know that you have everything you need to achieve all of that without burning out. I know you're going to bring your dreams to reality. How do I know? Because if I can do it, so can you. Each week, I and a series of guests will share human design insights, manifestation secrets, energetics and mindset tools that you can use to start stepping into your power as the conscious creator of your most aligned life. Buckle in, baby, because it's going to be a sweet, sweet ride. Good morning, good morning. Oh, well, it's morning here where I am when I'm recording this episode. It is bright and early and I am so, so happy to be here. Today, we are going to dive deep into the cosmic energies shaping our lives and our businesses through the solar transit. That's right, it's that time of the month again. I am thrilled to guide you through this transformative human design process where we look at the solar transit, so the energies, the gate energies that are activated through the solar transits for the month of March. As the sun journeys through our human design chart, we're invited to explore new avenues of self-awareness, growth, and alignment. And so these energy reports are really designed to help you understand how you can really maximize those energies so that you can embrace the energy that we're working with and infuse that into every element of your month ahead. So settle in. Grab a journal if you have the space to. Otherwise, make sure your notes app on your phone is handy so that you can dive into that and jot down anything that really you feel is important. Trust your intuition. You know better than I do what is best for you. And these reports are here to just guide you and give you the intention that you need to infuse all that beautiful energy into your manifestation process. Before we get started, I am so excited because I get to invite you to an upcoming summit that I am part of. This is so flippin' exciting for me because I have never been part of a summit before. A summit is where groups of people that are doing have businesses in similar fields come together to really support their communities on a grand scale, right? So there's loads of people that are working together, loads of coaches, content creators, and incredible humans that are coming together for the summit, which is called New Earth Marketing Strategies for Unprecedented Growth. In this dynamic event, you are going to have access to visionaries and entrepreneurs like you who will all gather to explore innovative approaches to marketing and business growth in alignment with the emerging energies of our time. So I'm running a workshop at the New Earth Marketing Strategies for Unprecedented Growth Summit. My workshop is called Thrive by Design, and it is all about human design for sustainable business success. So we're going to dive into the practical strategies that you can use to use your human design blueprint for sustainable success. You can join the summit by clicking the link in the show notes. There's a couple of options to join. If you join as a VIP member, you can actually get access to a whole host of digital products that are going to support you on your business journey. So definitely check it out. Just click the link in the show notes. Have a look at the options. There is so much goodness. There are so many incredible humans part of this, and I just can't wait for you to soak up all that good information and energy. All right, it's time to step in to your power and really relax into the energies for the month of March. I am in full awareness that this episode is launching on the 6th of March, which is already a week into the month, but we still have a few days where we are in the energy of gate 63. Now, gate 63 is the gate of questioning. It's housed in your crown energy center. Our crown energy center is where we receive inspiration. It is the connection that we have between ourselves as a 3D human body and the divine, right? So our crown energy center is actually all about questioning and the type of questions that your brain is going to search for and want to process is really based on what gates are activated in there. Now, gate 63 is actually about finding the truth, not taking things at face value, but instead trusting that there's more to know and being on a quest to understand it. So this gate 63 energy is actually about being in full reverence of the energy of questioning, knowing that you don't know what you don't know and being okay with that. And I think that's a really tricky part about gate 63 is because the magic of gate 63 is actually being open to all possibilities, right? We are swimming in an unlimited and infinite supply of quantum potentials. And when we try and get the answers all the time, when we try and grab and grasp at answers, we actually limit what we is possible in creating in our lives. That's kind of a strange concept, hey? By trying to solve everything all the time, by trying to have answers, we actually limit what is possible. Interesting. That's not to say that we shouldn't be looking for answers, because on the quest, on that search for more, that's where we bump into what is meant for us in this lifetime, right? And that's how our human design really comes into its magic, when we're open to possibilities, but then we also are so aware of our strategy and authority that we can A, tune into the language of the universe speaking through us with like a lot of confidence through our strategy, and then B, trust ourselves to go after what we really want, make the right decisions for ourselves with our authority. But this energy of the gate 63, the questioning gate, is actually what keeps us in that beautiful energy of like touching infinite potentials, right? So in its highest expression with gate 63, which, by the way, I don't think I mentioned, has been activated since the 2nd of March and is activated until tomorrow, the 7th. So we've still got time to really infuse that energy of questioning into our monthly intentions. So in its highest expression, it's using questioning to be the catalyst for new growth, new opportunities, or a strengthened version of something old. Not allowing yourself to be convinced, but actually being open to discovering something completely new and surprising based on an absolutely clean slate with no preconceived notions and only curiosity. The shadow expression of gate 62 is when we get really stuck in loops of trying to solve the problem. You know those times where you almost feel like you're banging your head against a wall because you're like, I want to see the solution, but I just don't know what it is. And the truth of my state in this question or this area of life that I'm pondering right now is that I do not know. And when you do not know, what we need to understand is that that is perfect. That's actually where you're supposed to be. And so this is the energy of gate 63, right? Like it's okay to not know. It's absolutely okay to not know. And actually that's a beautiful space to be, because that's when you are touching all those infinite possibilities. So yeah, the shadow expression is like trying so desperately to get the answers, but not actually moving forward anywhere because you can't. You're trying to force something that's not ready to be birthed or to be created yet. Also, one of the shadow expressions for gate 63 is also letting other people's doubt and suspicion derail you from being grounded in your own truth. I think this is really interesting, especially in business. If you have an undefined crown and you are experiencing inspiration from other people, sometimes that inspiration might be questioning your own abilities, questioning your truth, questioning your offers. And with an undefined crown, you're going to experience, you're going to absorb and amplify that from the people around you. And so this is another amazing reason why we really never, no matter what energy type you are, we really should never be rushing into decisions, because spaciousness is where we become grounded in our own truth. It's where we allow ourselves to cultivate more trust in our own inner knowing. So with gate 63, if you are kind of experiencing, you might feel like you're experiencing self-doubt or the questions of the people around you, you know, that's a great time to use your parking lot to just park ideas and inspiration, to allow yourself space and time to actually come back to the truth of what you know to be powerful, what you know to be your truth. And, you know, just simply creating space to come home to that is super, super powerful. All right, so some questions for gate 63. What do you need to do right now to allow yourself to feel comfortable in the not knowing? Do you know what? I'm just going to throw that one question out for gate 63 because this is one of the hardest things in our quest for creating our better life, especially in the manifestation process. It can be so hard to trust that we are heading in the right direction, especially when we can't see all the steps in front of us. That one question, like what do I need to do to support myself in not knowing, is going to be life-changing, because the more we can get really comfortable not knowing, the more we actually tap into infinite possibilities. Powerful shit, man. All right. So moving on to the 8th and the 12th of March. The energy that we're working with this month is between the 8th and the 12th is the energy of gate 22, which is the energy of commitment to bring a vision to life. This is the energy of the tarot archetype of the Five of Wands, and it really is all about having that inner drive to bring a vision to life, even in challenging times. It's the energy to overcome challenges, to keep like fearless pursuit of what you know is so important for you to birth. So the purpose is to ensure that we bring our creative passions to life, because that is, I mean, what else is life for if not to chase our passions and to follow our passions, to live our passions, to roll around in the bliss of our passions. And in particular with this gate, it's reminding us that we all have something that really needs to be expressed through us. Now, you know, for me, I always bring it back to business, and with all of us in business, there is no one that can do what you do in the way that you do it. And part of that has to do with this energy, right? This energy that whatever you came here to birth, whatever you came here to express, like there is no way anyone else can do that, right? And so when you get really in touch with your passions, your whys, your core values, that helps you really make it through the challenging times. So this energy really supports us in being persistent and staying tethered to the larger purpose, the bigger why behind why we're doing what we're doing. Not letting challenges derail you from pursuing your passions and sharing your brilliance. And also calling in support when you need it, and knowing that the vision is worth fighting for. And when the vision is worth fighting for, then people will get on board. The right people will get on board. The right people will support you. And sometimes it's actually not people. It might be your spirit homies. It might be the universe. It might be, you know, actually it could be any online people that want to support you, cheer you on, all that sort of thing. So this is a really important part of the energy of gate 22, is understanding that there is a sense of community that helps us push and fight for what we know is right. And you know, for what we know is right in terms of our creative visions and our creative processes. So the shadow expression will have us giving up too soon, not believing in your own ability to bring a vision to life, and not trusting that you're supported. Trying to do everything yourself is another shadow aspect of this. And also seeing struggle as a sign you have to give up, rather than this being the potential to form new relationships, pivot, build new skills, develop resilience in order to level up. Now, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you would have heard me talk about generators and manifesting generators and their stair-step learning curve. This energy is really powerful for generators and mangens to invoke when they are in one of those learning plateaus, because you know that I really do believe that when we are living in alignment, our creative process do feel a lot more easeful, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are effortless, right? In fact, they're not going to be effortless, because in order to show up and share our gifts in the most potent, powerful way, there is going to be pushing into our growth zone. There is going to be times where we need to level up our skills. There are going to be times where we have to push into the, comfort zone, expand the comfort zone, and in that we experience growing pains, right? Now, the gate 22 is the energy that allows us to do that. It's the energy that breathes, like helps us take that deep breath as we're pushing into our comfort zone and push the boundaries of it and spread our wings even more and more and more. And so this energy, this month of March, might be the perfect time for you to really attack something that you might have been holding back on because you're scared of the growing pains. Yeah. Beautiful, hey? And what a great time of year to have that too, because we're now coming into, you know, the end of the first quarter of the year where you've probably already made some heavy momentum towards bringing your manifestations to life. But quite often around this time is where we experience maybe a bit of fatigue, a little bit of like, confusion, because we've taken the immediate first aligned steps, but then maybe the next steps aren't clear. And so leaning into that earlier energy of the gate 63 for the start of the month, and then applying the gate 22 energy to really support you in navigating the unknown, navigating the growing pains, navigating, putting some real intention and infusing a lot of determination into whatever it is that you're working on. Now, don't forget, I'll put the Will Center download in the link in the show notes as well, because that Will Center, you know, there's like 7/8 of the population do not have a defined will center. And what that means is that most of you listening don't actually have access to consistent motivation and willpower, which is perfect, right? Like that's exactly the way you're designed and that's totally fine. It's just that that can be quite tricky in today's society, and also when we're working through our manifestations, because of these times where you experience resistance. People with a defined will center can tend to almost grin and bear the resistance with a little bit more momentum than people with an undefined will center. But for all you undefined will center people out there, A, all of you need to download the will center download because that will help you navigate this. But B, actually, if there's something worth fighting for, surround yourself with people with a defined will center. If you know that it's in alignment for you, hang out with your mates that have a defined will center. I'm one of them. I am one of the very rare humans that has a defined will center. And so listening to this podcast is going to help you give the fire in the belly to be able to keep pushing into your growth zone, to have the courage to feel the fear and do it anyway, right? So, hey, don't underestimate hanging out with me. Sometimes I've got the energy you need to bring the vision to life, eh? So yeah, and also obviously coaching with me is powerful in those times, well, always, because, you know, but in those times in particular, if you have an undefined will center, like let's hang out, let me help you tap into the reserves of that particular type of energy that you don't necessarily have constant and consistent access to. All right, so questions for gate 22, and remember gate 22 is activated between the 8th and the 12th of March, so that's coming up in a couple of days. So you might like to ask yourself, how do you actually know when a creative passion is worth pursuing? This is super important, hey, especially in business, because look, we can all get excited about a lot of things, but the reality is there are only so many hours in a day. You actually only have a certain amount of workforce energy, even generators and manifesting generators. You actually don't need to bring every piece of inspiration to life. So how do we know? How do you know when your creative passions are worth pursuing? You know what my answer is going to be, right? Your guts to understand your strategy and authority. We really do. This is like the perfect time to call on our strategy and authority in a serious freaking way. Like really allow yourself to be guided by the universe through your strategy. And then really trust yourself by employing your authority to make the decision. And that's going to help you trust. The more you practice that, that's going to help you trust that everything that you've decided to put your energy in is in alignment. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's always going to stay in alignment. And that's why it's really important to always check back in with your creative pursuits. Like, is this still in alignment? And again, you can apply your strategy and authority to really unlock that, to really tap into that and tune into that. There's certainly been things in my business, you know, when I look at all the offers that I've had out over the last 3.5 years, I actually only offer 4 things at the moment. And I've got about 15 offers that I've offered in the past, right? And so all those other 11 offers that I've had, they've been ditched because that's not in alignment for me anymore. I mean, I've spoken about it before, but one of them is human design readings for parents. I loved doing them, but I didn't love it as much as I love working with women in business. So, you know, this is how our businesses get to evolve, is by allowing ourselves to trust that even if something was in alignment at the beginning, you may have learned what you needed to learn from it, and it's okay to let it go. You can apply your strategy and authority for those types of pivots as well, right? The next question for gate 22 is, do you quit too soon? There is a bit of a tendency, I think, especially in the spiritual community, for people to go like, oh, if I'm experiencing resistance, it's obviously not meant to be. I'm calling bullshit on that, because what that's doing is undercutting your ability to navigate tough times. It's undercutting the, you know, you obviously had a passion in the first place. You obviously had a reason, a drive to go for it in the first place. What I think is so important, if you find yourself starting stuff and then dropping it really quickly or stopping at the first sign of resistance, is actually allowing yourself to be in the energy of spaciousness rather than quitting. And what I mean by that is, you know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And so often, because as people in business, we tend to be very productivity focused. So we often really highly value the times when we are spewing out work, we're getting shit done, we're in our creative flow. That's like, hallelujah. That's like the holy grail, right? We love that time because it feels like we're moving forward. But what we undervalue is that spaciousness that we actually need in order to infuse potency into our creative process. And so what I invite you to do, if you feel like you're quitting too soon, is actually put it in your parking lot, write down where you're at, write down what you're feeling about it, and give yourself some fucking time to figure out if it's in alignment or not. And when I say figure out, I actually don't mean employ your intellect to try and problem solve. I actually mean hand it over to the universe. The universe wants to support you. Your spirit guides want to support you. Often they just need to be asked. And the universe actually needs spaciousness in order to help move things into alignment for you. So by putting something in the parking lot, you're not only allowing yourself to like release the pressure off your own shoulders, but you're giving the universe an opportunity to support you, to help move parts of the puzzle into alignment. And then in that spaciousness, this is where you really, you know, be intentional with employing your strategy and authority so that you can be in full awareness when the universe is pushing things into your path to help you and support you navigating it. So you can actually be in awareness of that and pick up the ball and start running with it when the time is right. So if you really want to enjoy the energy of, you know, potent co-collaboration, then valuing the times of spaciousness as much as you value the time of productivity, flow, and momentum is going to be a fucking game changer. Hey, and you know that I find this really hard as well. Like, I am not standing on my soapbox here. I am, as I create these podcast episodes, it's always a beautiful opportunity for me as well to remind myself, because I'm a generator with a lot of energy. So that spaciousness is a tricky thing for me, but I'm learning to lean into it. And I love working with the solar transits to support me through that. Okie doke, moving on, between the 13th and the 18th of March, we are working with gate 36, which is the gate of emotional strength, the tarot archetype of temperance. She came up for us in December as well, for us Saggy babies. So a different gate energy, but you know, a lot of the tarot archetypes kind of show up in different forms and through the different gate energies in our human design. Gate 36 is one where temperance is here to help us, right? Because the overarching energy is really facilitating strong emotional intelligence and with resilience and compassion, finding that emotional balance, unraveling emotional issues to be able to achieve clarity, strength, and harmony. So in its highest expression, the Gate 36 really wants us to have the ability to flow with our own emotional world in a really grounded way, to come out the other side of emotional situations strengthened and not overly protective of your heart, right? This is a really key component of this energy, is not like not allowing emotional experiences to block you off from future emotional nourishment. It also really helps us be sensitive to the emotional needs of others. So between the 13th and 18th, it might be a really great time to tune into, you know, where you might be A, closing yourself off to the emotional support of other people, closing yourself off to flowing with not just the happy vibes, but the shitty vibes as well. And also really like, how can I be more open to supporting the people around me and allowing them to flow with their emotional needs? And being a wise guide and counsel that supports others in being able to find that balance of emotions. In the shadow expression, I have a feeling probably not many of you will be living the shadow expression of this, because we're the type of people, you and I, that are self-aware, right? But the shadow expression, I mean, not to say that we never are going to express the shadow expression of Gate 36, but I think we have the enough emotional awareness, you and I, to not go down too far down this rabbit hole. But it's going to be someone that it's those times where we seek emotional turbulence in order to feel. Now, I often say to Clay, like, anger is addictive, right? People love to get angry. People love to bitch. They love to moan. And that actually is addictive. And it's really weird, because actually happiness is addictive and more addictive. You know, we get the most beautiful dopamine hits from actual just like pure joy. Where the anger dopamine comes from is when we're connecting with other people, you know, bonding over a mutual dislike for something is actually a really powerful dopamine hit. But it's not one that we really want to fuel, because it's actually distracting you from what's important in your life. It's distracting you from finding the moments of joy and embracing the beauty in your life, right? So the shadow expression is, you know, when you leap from thing to thing, person to person, project to project, without giving yourself time to roll around in the full emotional spectrum of becoming a master in your craft or developing a really solid relationship. It's really that behavior is driven by an underlying need to fuel some sort of instant gratification or kind of run away from any feelings of discomfort. So with the Gate 36 between the 13th and 18th, how can we work with this? Let's embody this beautiful overarching energy of finding emotional balance to help us navigate tricky times. You know, those times where we might be experiencing resistance, like mentioned in the Gate 22 energy, or even if it's relationships that are more at the forefront of your mind at the moment rather than business, like really, you know, connecting with the people around you on a deep emotional level, understanding that bluesy energies, bluesy vibes are just as worthy of being recognized as high vibes. And actually, when we allow ourselves to flow, when we allow ourselves to move with those bluesy energies, we actually move through them quicker than if we try and suppress them and resist them. So in that respect, when we allow ourselves to flow and find balance with our emotional world, we come out stronger on the other side, right? We can see more clearly, we can develop stronger relationships, and like there is nothing bad that can happen when we allow ourselves to feel all the feels and then lead by example in that respect as well. So questions for Gate 36. Do you allow yourself time and space to explore the depths of your emotional realms and be fully in those experiences? If not, why not? Now, I want to give you an example in my business where this shows up. And it's often in those times when I know I'm ready for a pivot, but I'm not willing to break up with it. As in, maybe there's an offer that I really fucking loved, but through my strategy and authority, I've realized that it's no longer in alignment for me, but I'm having a really hard time breaking up with it. You know, like there is an emotional aspect to saying goodbye to an offering that you actually love, but you know is not in alignment for you. Now, I could ignore those emotions. I could ignore the niggle to pivot. I could ignore the emotion of grieving for saying goodbye to something that I once loved. I know you're probably going to laugh because it sounds so dramatic, but you know, this is the reality of being a business owner. There are so many emotions involved, you know. And so when I allow myself to flow with that, acknowledge like, yeah, I am fucking gutted that I'm saying goodbye to this, but it's okay because I know that when I say no to something, I'm saying yes to something more in alignment, you know, but still having that conversation, journaling on it allows you to flow with your emotions. And on the other side of flowing with those emotions is that really beautiful strength. You gain all that wisdom and you get to move forward as an evolved human. Like it's really as simple as that. You evolve every time you allow yourself to digest and process your emotions. So another question you might like to ask in this time is, do you leap from thing to thing out of boredom? Because remember, there is an element of chasing like dopamine hits in this energy. And that what we really need to understand is that if we're jumping from thing to thing out of boredom, then we're actually just treading water. We're not actually making any progress, which is fine. You know, there's no problem with that. And, you know, like the spaciousness is great, but the spaciousness is really designed for you to relax and enjoy just being in connection with source and spirit and being in leisure to allow your creative juices to start flowing, not to leap from thing to thing, not to feel kind of scrappy and keep investing your energy in things that aren't really in alignment for you. That's not the purpose of spaciousness. So yeah, that's a great question to ask yourself. Like if you find yourself leaping from thing to thing out of boredom, the first place I would start is really dialing back and tuning into the why behind what you are even starting on, the projects that you're even starting on in the first place. And if it's partners that you're jumping between, you know, but like out of boredom, you know, what is it that's driving jumping into a new relationship so quickly? That's a good thing to ask yourself as well. So really rewind to the beginning of your projects. And I would also advise you to not start anything new. If you're bouncing between thing to thing, stop starting things. That's the first place to create spaciousness. And then rewind, look at all the things you're investing your time and energy in, and tune into your strategy and authority to help see if they are still in alignment for you. Okie doke, let's move on to the 19th and the 24th, where we're working with gate 25. Gate 25 is the energy of the fool. Oh my goodness. It's a youthful dance with life. Oh, what a beautiful energy for us to kind of start winding up the month with, hey, especially after kind of some, I guess, more serious energies at the start of the month where we're being invited into pushing our growth zone, calling in some motivation, flowing with our emotions, all that sort of good stuff. Then we move into between the 19th and the 24th, the energy of the fool, which is moving through life with a sense of childlike wonder and being open to those unlimited possibilities that we are literally swimming around in. And letting curiosity be the guiding force that drives you into aligned action. So this really supports the energy that we're in at the start of the month, hey? Staying connected to source and spirit, like keeping that door cracked open so we can be in touch with the infinite possibilities. You know, I honestly think this is one of the hardest things for us, our human brains, to conceive, is that we actually do have access to every single possibility. You know, our brains cannot understand all infinite possibilities. Our brains just are not programmed to be able to conceptualize infinity. And this is one of the major challenges of our manifestation process, is starting to build that trust in the nature of our connection to infinite possibilities. The perfect way to describe this is when you look at photographs of space, right? When you look at all the galaxies, when you look at the Milky Way and you see it in context between the rest of the universe, we cannot even photograph the rest of the universe, right? And the Milky Way looks like the size of the tip of a pinprick. But yet on here on Earth, when we look up at the Milky Way, it seems so vast, it seems so broad. Our brains cannot conceptualize the size of the universe. We're not there yet. Our computers haven't been programmed to be able to process that. And accepting that is actually what allows us to sit in the possibility of infinite potential. Yeah. Like, so fucking powerful to just say to yourself, like, I have no idea how this is going to drop in. I have no idea what magic is going to unfold while I'm creating right now, but I am fucking open to being surprised and delighted. Like, that is the energy behind I'm open to being surprised and delighted. It's the knowing that you have no fucking idea what is possible. And this energy of the Fool really allows us to play in that space, really allows us to just be in full, like, hey, I might be an adult with a whole heap of shit, fucking serious stuff going on right now, but like, I don't even know what's possible. I don't even know. And so I'm going to put this mud, I'm going to put this dirt with this water, and I'm going to fucking make a mud pie, and I'm going to see what comes out of it. I mean, that was a bit of an abstract metaphor, but what I... What I'm getting at is, like, follow your desires, be in the spirit of openness, and fucking play, because play is going to help you stay tuned into all infinite possibilities. All right. So in its highest expression, we have this relaxed, open-mindedness about life and what might eventuate, daring to try new things and trusting that although you will never have certainty, if you keep exploring, you are going to find your way. You're going to develop the skills and experiences that you need to navigate life. You are. And better, you're going to have fun doing it when you're in this energy. The shadow expression is when we are unwilling to explore all of life's facets, being really stubborn and rigid. Is there a part of your life that you're being very stubborn and rigid with right now? Because between the time of 19th to 24th of March, this might be a really great time for you to start unraveling that. Like, why am I being so rigid? Why do I have so many rules around this? Why do I think I know? Why do I even believe that this is the way it has to be, right? Get really down and dirty with the why behind why you're like having so many rules and rigidity around these aspects of your life, because that's what's cutting yourself off from experiencing the fullness of life, you know? The shadow expression of gate 25 is also really being cut off from others. So isolating yourself for fear that you might not be supported, for fear that they're not going to get what you're on, you know, they're not going to support you on your life path, on your creative passions, on your pursuits, right? So in the spirit of embodying this energy, like a playful co-creation is very much kind of encouraged, I would say. Co-collaboration. If you're in business, this is the year of collaboration. If you're in business, you don't need to do it all alone, right? We've been there, we've done that, we've got the t-shirt. Now let's work together to support our communities. You do not have to do it all alone. Okay, so questions for gate 25 are, when was the last time you tuned into the energy of youthful curiosity? When was the last time you looked at the stars and reminded yourself that how much you don't know? Like, honestly, go and do it tonight. Go and lie under the stars, look up at the heavens, and just be flipping amazed at how expansive that is. And remind yourself that that means that we don't know how amazing our life can be. We don't know how incredible things are going to unfold. We don't know the potentials for our manifestations. We just don't know. We don't know. I mean, how long has man been heading into space, and we've not even touched like 1/100th of the space that's out there. Like, we haven't even scratched the surface. And so how can we sit here in our comfy little, I don't know, walking shoes and our comfy cars and go like, well, I can't manifest that because it's just not possible. How can we say that with integrity? We can't. Of course you can fucking manifest whatever you want. You just don't know how. And so staying in that youthful energy of play and possibility is going to keep you connected to that, right? I'm getting goosebumps talking about it because I fucking love this shit so much. All right, so one more question for gate 25. Are you willing to consider fearlessly taking a leap into the unknown? Are you ready to kick the stool out from underneath you from like everything that you've known to be true? And I say that with quote marks because we never know anything to be true. And if you think you know, you're ignorant, right? Like, this is one of the truths of life. Like, every time you are certain of something, you're actually just blocking your mind off to potential. So, and that's where ignorance comes from. And you and I, we know better than that. Anyway, are you willing to consider fearlessly taking a leap into the unknown? What have you been scared about because you can't see the path ahead? Are you willing to just fucking take the next aligned step regardless? Might be a fun time to do it. All right, we're going to take a short break, and when I get back, we're going to talk about the energy of that we're working with between the 25th and 29th. Hey, how's your self-care game at the moment? You know, I am all about prioritizing your mental, emotional, and energetic health to ensure you feel the magic of an aligned and fulfilling life. And, you know, the fact that you're listening to this episode means I know you get it. You know that this is an important part of being your most badass version. But let's not forget our beautiful bodies, the vessel that allows us to be the bridge between your soul journey and rolling around in the bliss of your 3D reality. Your skin and hair health is absolutely a part of that and goes far beyond just slapping some cream on last minute before you walk out the door. It goes beyond that. The truth is that a nourishing skin and hair care routine can be a sacred part of your day. A beautiful ritual that helps you reconnect with your body, be in reverence for it, and on top of all of that, help you feel confident with glowing skin and healthy hair. Rodan & Field Skin and Hair Care is premium, dermatologically designed and results-driven solutions with something for everyone. Blending premium ingredients with cutting-edge dermatological science, whether you're fighting the signs of aging, tackling skin imperfections like acne, scarring, pigmentation, or dealing with hair concerns like hair fall or frizziness, we have totally got you covered. And because we believe in our results-driven formulas so much, we offer a full 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you know of any other skincare brand that will let you use their products until the bottle is empty? And then, if you don't get the results you're looking for, you can send the empty bottle back and get a full refund. Why? Because we believe in our products so much, and we are here to support your journey towards radiant skin and luscious hair risk-free. We want to make it so easy for you to look and feel amazing, no matter what age, no matter what stage of life you're in. You don't have to put up with dry red skin. You do not have to put up with acne or thinning hair. You can start looking and feeling younger and more confident, and you can start today. If you are intrigued and you want to find the right solutions for you, take the Skin and Hair Solutions Tool Quiz. The link is in the show notes, and it's so much fun. It's like having a derm in your pocket. You'll get a skin analysis and personalized recommendations. It is super simple and such a fun way to discover beautiful solutions unique to your needs. Remember, you're not just taking care of your skin and your hair, you are taking care of you, and that is the most beautiful form of self-love. Okay, welcome back. So, gate 17 between the 25th and 29th. This is the energy of understanding, and it is the tarot archetype of the King of Swords. The overarching energy is being contemplative and driven to understand reason and truth. So, interesting, hey, because this is counter. You'll hear me say all the time, there's so much polarity in human design. There is so much yin and yang. And this gate 17 is like the yang to the gate 63, yin. There is this energy of really getting to the truth and the heart of matters. But the purpose behind this is actually to stop nonsensical truth from being perpetuated. So, you know, I literally just said, when we think we know, that's when we're actually being ignorant. And I think this is really kind of the underlying energy behind the gate 17 as well, is like jumping on board other people's truths and then perpetuating other people's truths is really not helpful. It's not really going to keep us as a community, as a collective, as humanity moving forward and evolving. Gripping onto any sort of truth and then perpetuating it as if it is the truth is just fucking not helpful. So And the highest expression, Gate 17, is really about being open-minded in order to stay connected to the possibility of new truths, allowing new information to spark curiosity. So it's like that energy of being open to the new inspiration and letting that drive the sort of like exploration to put puzzle pieces together. Because let's not forget, we were given the gift of questioning for a reason. That gift of questioning is to drive exploration. And exploration is about finding new ways of being, stepping more into our higher truth. And truth in quotation marks again, because, you know, there is no one truth. But in its highest expression, we're going to take the time to build evidence and enjoy the journey of coming to an understanding. And in full ownership of that, that understanding gets to change at any time. That understanding, your truth, gets to evolve as you evolve as a human. But, you know, with this Gate 17, there is this beautiful energy as well of sharing your evidence and understanding with people around you so that they can get on board with your theories, they can theorize with you, they can support it, they can disagree with it, they can, you know, this is being in community means that we don't necessarily sit in an echo chamber. And it allows those truths to evolve as well. So there's this really delicate balance between allowing yourself to play, to create, and to be in the energy of discovery. Also allowing yourself to own your truth when you know, when it feels really right to you, and be open for that to evolve. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. So, questions for Gate 17. How do I feel about sharing unpopular truths? Now, for the manifestors and manifesting generators out there, this energy is quite relevant to a lot of the common areas of conditioning for you. Because, you know, as manifestors, a lot of what you say is really polarizing. A lot of the way that you are really open to that infinite possibility and trailblazing energy can be polarizing to people. And so that the confidence to be able to share your truth, what you know to be true in that moment, is really vital to helping the flow of energy through your chart. But it's not necessarily that easy, especially not in this day and age where popularity is so, it's like we're addicted to popularity, right? We're all trying to fucking, I don't know, I'm not trying to go viral, but you know what I mean, you know, but, you know, and that's an evolutionary part of us anyway, because we are community beings. Being part of a community helps our survival. So there's no surprise that we want to be popular. And as a manifestor and a manifesting generator, that is a little bit of one of your responsibilities in this lifetime, is to be the one that is unafraid of speaking the polarizing kind of truths out there, you know. Do you need to heal your relationship with speaking your truth and being able to receive potentially unhelpful feedback from other people? Like, how can you show up a little bit fearlessly in speaking your truth? Okay, and then another question is, how can you, or do you let the fear of the unknown stop you from moving forward, right? So let's not forget that this energy of like trying to put the puzzle pieces together is not supposed to slow you down. It's supposed to keep you on the quest for more, for the quest for truth that we'll never really find, but it's the journey that's important, not the destination, right? Okie doke, let's move on to the last gate that we're working with between the 30th and 31st of March is gate 21. And this is such an incredible energy of, it's the energy of the tarot archetype of the Six of Pentacles, where we have resources to share. This gate 21 is actually one half of the money channel, which is energy that actually inherently knows how to collect and distribute resources to support the collective in thriving. So actually the purpose of this is to ensure material security, right? So in its highest expression, it's maintaining an energy of high self-worth in your inner world so that your actions reflect that. And in doing so, you can welcome and support in the form of material resources, but also you can trust yourself in the collection and allocation of your resources. Now, obviously, it's very easy to just think about money here, but we're talking about all sorts of resources. And look, there is a huge part of this energy which is about setting boundaries that support you in maintaining a higher level of self-worth. Knowing that, like, giving is great, but we need to look after ourselves first. you know, and I think we talk about this a lot in the context of emotions, but do we talk about it in the context of the physical reality? That often, probably not. And you know, this comes down to everything from like making sure that you've got money and resources and time to look after yourself with your skin and hair care. You know, I'm all about that, but also your workouts, your being outside in nature, healthy drinking water, life-giving drinking water. Like, are you taking time to drink the teas and look after your vessel, right? In its shadow expression, this energy is about hoarding and undervaluing your time, energy, and resources. So like, it's the extreme opposite. So I think probably more of us, more like you are more likely to be the sort of person that maybe gives more than you receive with this energy. So I would encourage you to really look at your relationship to looking after yourself. But we all go through times of being in the shadow expression of gate 21 where we're hoarding, and this in business comes up as not being willing to invest money to in order to grow your business, right? Now, I'm not telling you, if I will never tell you ever when to invest money, where to, you know, where to invest money. But what I would say is that we often need to more than we give ourselves credit. And actually, that can be one of the fucking scariest things in business, is to go like, all right, I'm going to spend money on this, and I actually don't know if it's going to be come back to me. And I'm okay with that. Like, this is using your strategy and authority. You can be like, I just know that something needs to go different. I need help in this area. I need to expand my system. So I need to pay for this, you know, subscription. I need to pay for this coaching. I need to do whatever. In full knowing that, like, it's part of the experiment, you don't necessarily know. I mean, you can do some really clever and well-informed decision-making through these processes, but you will never actually know, right? And so there is this balance of like gripping on too tightly to your resources, and then also letting them go and knowing that you are in this constant in and outflow. Like, everything is cyclic. And so the more we can release the reins a little bit, the more we open up to flow. And that's when we grow, both on a personal level and on a business level, is when we allow that in and out breath of time, energy, resources to come. We give, we co-collaborate, and we welcome support in. If you're not welcoming support in, you are restricting the flow of energy and resources as well. So don't undervalue that ability to ask for help, right? Like, asking for help is so fucking powerful, and it actually breathes life into not only your personal life, but into your business life. All right, so questions for gate 21. Are you in full trust of the win-win nature of the universe? Is anyone in full trust of the win-win nature of the universe? Like, I know I'm saying that, and it's probably like, come on, Katie, this is what you preach. Yeah, of course. But like, my brain is a human brain, and I've always got that seed of doubt, right? It doesn't mean that I listen to the seed of doubt. I'm always working on developing my trust with the universe, and this gate 21 energy is really supportive of that. It's activated from the end of March into the start of April. So, you know, this might be a really time to double down on practices that allow you to support in that in out breath, right? You are a vital part of the co-collaborative process with the universe. You're sharing, you're supporting your community, and being open to being supported is the vital piece of that puzzle. And what can we do to develop trust in that? Now, the way I develop trust in it is by manifesting. I can't even tell you, like, the start of this year has been flipping ridiculous. Like, I have manifested almost my entire 2024 manifestation list already. And there's a few things about that that are interesting to me. First of all, like, I know that I'm working with my human design on a whole new level, and that's why it's been so flowy. But second of all, I probably didn't set my sights high enough. So that's really interesting piece of the puzzle for me. It's like, why not? Why didn't I? And I'm working through that myself, but I think you can probably guess. But, you know, this is part of this energy of Gate 21 is like there was probably some doubt from me that I wasn't completely supported. And now I've been proven wrong. I've been proven that I am supported with my manifestations, with my pursuits in business and my pursuits in life. And so now it's my job to collect that evidence, write it down, really roll around in the bliss of it so that, you know, moving on throughout the year, I can actually manifest with a little bit more trust. You know, I've got that little bit more trust to put in my pocket, to hold on to know that I am part of the co-collaborative process. I am supported. The universe is supporting me. You have to do your own experiment. You have to keep track. You have to keep the evidence. If you don't do that, your doubt will often outweigh your trust. And so through keeping the evidence, you're actually going to add more potency to your manifestation process because it's through that trust and the evidence that you have already gained for yourself that you can then like put your eyes on a bigger, brighter prize because you know, even though you don't know how it's going to pan out, you trust that it will pan out, right? In its own divine time when you're taking aligned action and allowing support. All right, then the next question is really vital is, are you hoarding resources? Like, are you really cutting yourself off from the in and out breath? Are you not being willing to invest? Are you not being willing to even share your resources with other people in your community that you know could use your help? And I don't mean for free, right? I've got a real, like, it's one of my missions is to support women in business and learning how to charge for their services in an appropriate way. And so, you know, hoarding your resources is not helpful, but also giving your resources away for free continuously is not helpful to anyone either. So finding that balance is really important. You deserve to fucking charge for your goods and services. You deserve to be healthily remunerated for what you are sharing with the world, you know, and if you're not doing that, you need to get support. You do, because you, the more money you make, the more people you can help. End of story. And that is fucking important. I feel like I just gave you a telling off, but I just am really passionate about it. I think, you know, there is so many people out there giving their heart and soul for free, and you need to be earning. You've got to support yourself. You've got to build your business in a way that like is sustainable, and doing things for free all the time is not sustainable for your own personal energy and for the collective. And then the last question, do you need support healing money wounds? Which is pretty much what I just said. Like if you are really struggling with the concept of this in and out breath, like resources come and go, I am supported, I can support. If you're really struggling with that, then it's time to go on a money journey, baby. Like it really is. And I can support you with that. If you feel like you are really struggling with money manifestation, I mean, I have so much experience with it. It's not to say that I'm perfect with it, but I have got a lot of brilliant tools and resources to support you on your money mindset and manifestation journey. So like honestly, slide into my DMs. I would love to support you on that journey. Growing your business sustainably, it's what I'm all about, man. Like I don't want you to burn out supporting your community. I just don't. You deserve better. All right, that is it from me for this month's Pocket Full of Pep March Solar Transit Energy Report. Don't forget, okay, I'm like genuinely so excited to be part of this New Earth Marketing Strategies for Unprecedented Growth Summit. I'm so excited because I've never been part of a summit before, and I get to, this is my opportunity to share with a wider community my gifts, and I would absolutely love for you to not only come along and be part of my human design workshop, but why not come along and see what all the other incredible coaches, content creators, course creators have got to offer inside the summit. So if you are just like, yes, I want to soak up all the goodness, this is my year of personal growth, personal development, leveling up in life and business, click the link in the show notes and come and get on board. I cannot wait to see you there. All right, beautiful. Have the most amazing March. I'll see you here next week. I've got an incredible interview for you next week. It's all about procrastination. I am just so excited for you to hear that. Until next week, though, take care, keep milking the shit out of life, and I will catch you in the next episode.